Lenten Journey Day 3. Prayer. Today we will discuss prayer in the life of the Christian, and in particular during this Lenten period. As we discussed in our previous sessions, during the Lenten period, we are called to a discipline of fasting, of giving, and heightened prayer life. Usually, when we think of prayer, we think of conversation with God. And while this is very acceptable, we need to at the same time admit that conversation is a two-way street. In other words, we can talk, but at the same time, we need to listen. Let us begin by listening to the words of Christ regarding prayer. We read from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6. "And whenever you pray," Jesus says, "do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask." Jesus tells us in no uncertain terms that God knows our heart. He knows our deepest needs. And so if He knows, why pray? Because as much as we want to believe prayer a conversation with God, we have to understand also prayer is a conversation with the self. For in fact, Jesus' words are very clear. Your Father in heaven already knows what your needs are. Of course He does. If our fathers, our mothers here on earth know what our needs are, how much more will our Heavenly Father know exactly the needs of our heart? So if God knows, why then pray? That's exactly the point. It's more than a conversation with God. It's a conversation with the self. Now that self needs to be awakened. And that's what this Lenten period is. In a sense, Lent is that windshield wiper that wipes away the dirt, the grime, and the rain that is blurring our vision, that doesn't allow us to see the clear picture of what life is. So we bring life down to the bare minimum. What is necessary to live? We fast, and in our prayer life, we have a conversation of finding exactly what is necessary, finding out the true desires of our heart and how to actualize them with the tools that God has given us, namely with faith, hope, and love. What a beautiful opportunity we have during Lent. It's a chance to really communicate with God and with ourselves, to really go into the depths of our heart. Saint Naregatsi, Krikor of Nareg, reminds us that prayer is that conversation from the depths of the heart. And of course, that heart is at the center of our being. So here's the plan for today. Find a spot where you can pray, where you can be alone. If you need to, light some incense. Incense is very special because first, as it burns, you have an opportunity to focus on the smoke. As it rises to heaven, you remember that your prayers too must rise beyond you. As you smell it, it awakens your senses. Much like the Zen master who paddles his students who fall asleep, many times we need that awakening, that jarring, to be able to say, focus, focus. And when you are alone and ready to pray, your prayer must be very succinct. As Jesus says, do not add extra words. Your Father knows what you need. and he instructs us to pray like this. We continue in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 and following. Pray then this way, Jesus says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the glory and the power forever and ever. And as you say Amen, let it be. Release it. Submit. Give it all to God. And now sit back and listen. As we said earlier, give some time for listening during your prayer life. What is God saying to you, to the depths of your heart? You may not hear right away, but trust me, in the next few weeks, as we go through this Lenten journey together, your senses will become more aware to your surroundings and to the voices that really do not talk to ears but talk to hearts. Yes, you will be hearing with your heart. On this day 3 of Lent, I invite you to begin journaling. Start a small notebook where you write not only the wishes of your heart, but at the same time those things that are being spoken to your heart. What is coming in? And you'll find this a very helpful practice throughout the Lenten season. Let us conclude with a prayer by St. Nerses Shnorhali. This is verse 13 from the Havadol Hostavanim. Heavenly King, grant me your kingdom, which you have promised to your beloved. Strengthen my heart to hate sin and to love you alone, and to do your will. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to continuing the Lenten journey with you tomorrow. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find recipes for the Lenten season, as well as prayers and other resources. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic universe.